Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hello and welcome back to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. And today with me, I'm having so much fun. We've actually done a podcast outside of the podcast, just in our chit chat before this, right? Is my new friend, Hillary DeCesar. And she is the CEO and founder of The Relaunch Company. She's an international business coach. She's a three-time international best-selling author, public speaker, podcast host. She has a TV show as well. You know, and what I'm most impressed about is her business sense. That I think is probably the biggest thing that I love about you, Hillary. And I thought was, you know, important for you to be on the show. So welcome.
Lady Jen, I mean, I am so excited to be here. And you're right. We should have just started the recording. It was the behind the scenes. It was so good. And we're like, wait a second, we actually have to hit record. So super excited to be here and share so many good things with your audience.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So, you know, I always start off with just, you know, your story, because, you know, this podcast is called Success to Significance. So it's everything, you know, success, making an impact in the world, all the things in between. But, you know, we all have these glass ceilings that we go through, men and women alike, personal and professional. So I'll leave this up to you to tell us your story, whether you want to go the business route or the personal or combine it, because a lot of times it is a combination. So tell us a little bit about a ceiling that you've broken through, a large ceiling that changed your life.
Well, I would say there are many, many ceilings, and there's many layers to those ceilings, right? Because when I think about what I have done, I grew up in the Silicon Valley. I was a high-tech girl. I worked at Oracle for almost 10 years and then ventured out to start my first company. And then from there, I have been a serial entrepreneur, raised quite a bit of capital around these companies. And what's interesting is that I never thought at the time I was any different than my male counterparts. And it only really hit home when I had my kids. And that's when all of a sudden, and I was 28 and I had twins, but I had started my career at right out of college. So I had been working, I've been doing really well, and I've been going up the ladder, and there's no like ceiling, there's no glass ceiling. Like, people were talking about it and, oh, wow, you're in a very male dominated world. And the thing that stood out was what people would refer to me as. They would be like, yeah, you're such a pit bull, or, oh, wow, you're like the queen bitch. I'm like, what? Like, who says that? Right. But it was because I was a female in this very male-centric world. And so I started to change my own identity to not one as this Hillary, a female version or feminine energy. I was masculine. I was like, yes, I was in a feminine body, but man, I could go toe-to-toe with the guys. And so I end up actually getting pregnant right away and had twins, and they run in my family. My brother has twins too. So it's kind of this crazy, twins are all over the place. And I go out and I get this call from my vice president, and he says, well, Hillary, I'm super excited. Mind you, I've been maybe on maternity leave about a week. I've got my two little babies just sitting there with me. And he says, well, I got some really great news. We went ahead and we've hired your new manager, and super excited to tell you it's this person. And all of a sudden I'm like, well wait a second. I didn't even know there was a position open for a management job. And I'm the top person in the whole, you know, I was the top person in the whole company. Right. And I said, And I said, well, wait, I wasn't given an opportunity to go for it. And he laughs and says, well, I mean, you just had babies, like two of them. And I said, so what are you saying? And all of a sudden it was just like this, oh my God, here's the glass ceiling. And I started to feel the pressure of it coming down. And so I literally said to him, I said, you know what? I'd like to go for the position. And he said, but wait, we've already hired the person. I said, but I was not asked to, you know, put my name. So he was like, I gotta go, you know, we'll talk when you get back. And so I called the, you know, my actual, you know, manager, and this was the VP at the time. And I said, hey, I want to go for this. And I deserve go for it. I may not get it, but I deserve to go for it. Well, they did all these changes and switches, and lo and behold, I went through the hiring process and I got the job. And they went back to this guy and basically said, you don't get the job. You're now going to work for Hillary. And you can only imagine when I came back from maternity leave and I get this group of probably 90% men in this room, and the guy is sitting there. And I mean, it was ugly. It was so not good. It was like the worst thing. But the one thing that I have to say is, as you know, we're talking about success to significance and this whole glass ceiling and what really happened. It was the first time I realized, be really careful what you go for and make sure it's something you really want. Mm-hmm. Because I hadn't thought it through, and I ended up getting this, and it meant that I had to be in the office. And I, at the time, it took me almost an hour and a half to get in and leave to go back to my house every day. So there was a period of about 6 months where my kids were asleep when I left, they were asleep when I got home, mm-hmm. and I was miserable. So, you know, I think that shaped who I ended up becoming.
Yeah. You know, your story resonates with me because, you know, we're both the same age group, right? And that's, you know, I was in financial services. So I remember when I got pregnant the first time, I was excited. But when I got pregnant the second time, I thought, okay, so I kept looking around, like, who are they going to hire before I come back? Because it seemed like every time I came back, and even with my first child, when I came back, everything had changed. Oh, we've modified your position. We've this, that, and the other. And I was fully expecting to be demoted or, you know, changed into something that I wasn't interested in doing. And it was all assumptive back then, you know, that you can't handle it. You can't, you know, be a mom and this. And I don't believe in balance because I don't think it's good. I just believe being all in, whatever. But I can totally resonate. And I was so fortunate because I found a job where the daycare center was down on the first floor.
So great.
Yeah. And so every time I had an opportunity, I would go down and sneak in and kiss them and say hi and whatever. But then I had to be careful what I wished for, because now I had no time to decompress driving home to be with the kids, because they were in the car with me the whole time. Get up, get up, get up. It's 6:30. We got to get to work. And so I was getting the kids up, and they're crying and whining, and I was screaming. And if someone saw me in the back, they'd think I was doing child, you know, and I threw stuff at them. I'm like, hey, Artie, just shut up, and we're going down the road. And then when I'm done with work, I'm like, work, and trying to whatever. And then I have the kids screaming and hollering because they're hungry and they want to get, you know, so be careful what you wish for, you know, because you just can't win sometimes, right? But I want to talk about, you know, how you felt about that too, because, you know, and not about me, it's about you, but I was just very careful with my words because I didn't want to sound whiny. I didn't want to sound complainy. I didn't want to sound cryy. I didn't want to sound emotional, you know. And what were some of your steps getting out of that, so you could break through, because you had to break through with some strategy. And I'm curious to know what your strategy is.
So it's funny because I have a business called Relaunch, as you said, and Relaunch is all about, you know, when you think about a launch, right, you're putting something out there, it's brand new. But a relaunch is when you make modifications, tweaks to something, and put it back out there. And I believe, you know, we talk about, you know, Lady Jen. I literally think I'm like Queen Relaunch. And I finally, jokingly, after I had one relaunch after the next, I finally looked up to the universe and I said, okay, I don't want the title anymore. Can I clip that one? Because the universe kept giving me more. Really, you want to be queen of the relaunches? We're going to keep giving you more and more. And, you know, I had near-death experience. I had melanoma. I had the divorce. I had, you know, the multiple crazy, my grandparents were killed in a horrible car crash. It was just like, stop, no more relaunches. And unfortunately, you know, you can put that out there, but life's going to give you back what it will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, we talked that my mom then got cancer and then my dad died. I mean, everyone's dying and it was just like, but the relaunch journey for me has really been something that I have actually over the 23 years I've been coaching. Cause once I left Oracle, I became what we in those days was called a consultant.
Right.
Now it's coaching.
Right.
And I learned very quickly of, I needed a process to define what I do differently than everyone else. And it came out that when I was really thinking about it, I look at things differently from, as you said, it's not about, you know, this balance. It's truly about, it's like an ever loop. It's just keeping the flow. How do you keep the flow? And I came up with this process called 3HQ. And the HQ is the headquarters of you. And inside those headquarters, the three biggest divisions are your head, your heart, and your highest self. Highest self, I don't want people to think like it's a religious thing, although it can be. But the highest self is where you are operating in the flow. You are in your growth mode, your gratitude mode. You're living in that space where you feel like you have success, where you have that significance as you talk about. And so as I further created it and developed it, and I started, because I'd have people come to me and they would say, you know, Hillary, these are my goals. This is what I want to do. Now help me get there. And these are C-suite executives. They are, you know, in the entertainment business. They're pretty much any industry, okay? And they would say, this is what I want. Are you going to help me get there?
Right.
And initially I'm like, sure, let's do this. And they got there. They ended up hitting these massive, lofty, I call them skazy, scary, and crazy goals.
Yeah.
And then they weren't happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's like that. They got this and then they weren't happy. And they got that.
A destination.
They weren't happy.
A total destination.
And they realized that, wait, I had my eye on the prize to such a degree, they missed the destination. They missed the whole journey to it.
Right.
And what they ended up getting was, or they got the destination, but what they ended up with is, wait, I now have a business that I've sold. I now have money that I always dreamed about, but I'm getting a divorce. And my kids don't talk to me and I feel disconnected to everything in my life. And that, but I was initially just like, this is what I do. I'm a coach. I'm a consultant. I'm going to get you there,
right.
get you there. That was like my whole MO because that was my Oracle days. Just get to that revenue number, get it and surpass it and keep doing it. And I realized that, you know what, I'm going to switch this up a bit. And so I started to talk to people from the heart level. And I started to say, so if you get that,
yes,
are you be happy? What will that look like for you? How will that feel? And I'll never forget, there was a gentleman that came to me and his company was just about to be sold, $250 million. And I was coaching him and he said, you know, it's really interesting. I really have always wanted, because I said, what are you going to do now? And he said, well, I've always wanted to get a yacht and sail around the world. And I said, okay. He had a small child and a wife. I said, well, is that still what you're thinking about doing? And he said, well, you know, I'd like to. And I said, what do you like about it? He says, well, actually, Hillary, I don't like the water. I'm like, what? Wait, what? I said, well, where did this come from? Where did this thing that, you know, you want to buy a yacht and sail around the world? And he said, well, actually, and he really like took time to think about it. I'm saying this very quickly, but he said, actually, it was my dad's best friend who made a lot of money and ended up buying a boat and so, and like was sailing around the world. And I always thought that was so cool. I'm like, so you've been following a dream of somebody else's.
Someone else.
And so 3HQ really was solidified, and it became all about get out of your head, get out of the head, get out of the, yes, we're always going to have steps and procedures, but there's also disempowering beliefs and there's empowering beliefs. And where do we really want to go with this? What do you really want? And then the heart, the why, and there's a lot more to it, but I'm trying to abbreviate this.
Of course, yeah.
And then it's when you get the heart and the head working in unison, you tap in and are in flow state, that gratitude, growth, great zone, that highest self more often. I'm not saying you're going to stay there because relaunches are going to happen. Life is going to happen.
Right.
It gives you the time to be able to be grateful when you're there and you're like, yeah, things are good. Exactly where they are. So now when people come to me and they're like, okay, I want to relaunch my business, I want to relaunch my personal life, we talk about the ultimate of 3HQ and how people can actually make that work on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful. And it's something I'm going through right now. And, you know, I'm working with a coach, you know, to help me find happiness in all the stuff that's going on. Right. And it's not that I'm unhappy. It's just, I don't know. I wanted a mindset coach. I needed to do some breakthroughs. And then all of a sudden I discovered, wow, I've got some problems that I need to work on. And it's amazing how that happens, you know, how it just, it comes up and you're going, wow, I wasn't aware. I didn't know I was going through life and I forgot about the things that make me happy. I love when you tell the story about living someone else's success. And I want those that are listening to understand that. I want you to understand that as you're listening to this is, you know, I'm reminded back in the day, and I think I'm a little older than you, but I remember back in the day when success was defined by a Mont Blanc pen.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, you had a Mont Blanc, baby. And especially for me, because I was a woman in a man's world and they all had Mont Blanc pens and stirrups, you know, the stirrup thing on their pants and stuff, whatever. And I was like, oh, I got to have a Mont Blanc. I got to have a Mont Blanc, you know, and I think they were like $100 and some, right? And it was just so much money.
Exactly. Yes.
And
oh
I
my got, God, this is so funny. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly. And I got the Mont Blanc pen. I finally got it. I became number one salesperson for the, you know, company. And I got this Mont Blanc pen and I unscrewed it one day and it, you know, the ink blew up all over my suit and my everything, you know, and I was like, I don't really want a Mont Blanc pen. I just need a pen. Any pen will do. It does the same thing. I don't need this thing. It's heavy. I have to find it in my purse. It always falls down to the bottom because it's so heavy. I don't have a pocket like a man, like all these things. And I realized, wow, what is success for me? Because for me, it's different. And I think that society has us chasing all these definitions. I knew you were going to go there with the boat. I thought, oh, somebody else had a boat. I got to have one too. And that must be success. And, oh, I have a jet and that must be success. But, you know, success can be playing with your grandkids. That can be success, you know, having that latitude. So I love that you combine all of these three in here, you know, to help people with their, you know, with their life choices and what they're trying to do in the business. So as we finish up our time today, what's ahead for you? What are you looking at doing so that people can watch you?
Okay. So given that you said that you have a coach and you're all into mindset, I would love to take you through a process. It's super fast, but I think it will be one of the most impactful thing for you and your audience. And it's something that when I'm working with my one-on-one clients, when I'm working with groups, when I'm working on stages and I'm talking, it's called tune in. Tune in process. And when I talked about 3HQ, a lot of times people are like, well, Hillary, I understand that, but There's some work involved in that. Is there a quick solution, that quick fix that we all want, right?
Right.
And so as I was thinking about this, and it actually goes back to the days of when I was driving my 13-year-old daughter in the car. She loves music. And she would sing since she was a little teeny girl. But during the 13 years where she was coming in, I had to drive her places. I mean, that kid was energetically like, she was explosive, and she would get in the car and I'd be like, you know, almost like my hands gripping the steering wheel, being like bracing for like, what storm, right? What storm is coming in?
Right.
And she'd get in, and this one day I had noticed that she was getting more and more depressed. And at that point she was like, you know, hating her girlfriends, hating the boys, and especially hating me. I mean, like I was top of the list. And she got in, and she was not just in a mad or angry mood. She was very depressed and almost to the state I could feel like she might start crying at any minute. And so I immediately switched into mommy mode. Like, I need to help this kid. I brought out every single tool. I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this game, and it's called Change the Channel. And I'm going to push a button, and you're going to sing, and I'm going to say, it's not real. I'm not really pushing a button, but I'm going to say, okay, Taylor Swift. And you have to sing a Taylor Swift song until I say, you know, click. And when I say click, and I say Grateful Dead, you're going to have to sing a Grateful Dead song. And then I'm going to say click, and you're going to have to sing country. And I said, you're going to play this game until we get to the location. And of course, what do you think she said? Mom, that is the
stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I think this is the dumbest thing, and I'm not playing. Well, then the next day, I, you know, of course, she had to keep driving with me. So I kept bringing it up. And finally, she's like, fine, let's play. So we started to do this. And what I noticed was that then the next day, she'd be like, all right, let's play that Change the Channel. Let's do it. And then the next day, she'd be like, okay, why aren't we playing it? And what really started to happen is this like metamorphosis of this kid. By the time I got her to the location, and pretty much everything was like a 20-minute drive from our house, by the time I got her there, she had changed
her state,
total state, vibrational state. It was like I had opened the windows and let the fresh air in, and she left the car a different person. And so I thought to myself, what did I just do over this? You know, it was like a month. And I'm like, what did I do? Okay, I'm going to try this on myself. I'm going to try this with things that I'm working on and use this process. Well, I don't sing, but I definitely love listening to music. So I created, not change the channel, although that's part of what I'm going to be talking about, the four steps, I created a process called Tune In. And so I want to take you very quickly. I promise we're wrapping up. I promise we're going to get this, but it's four easy steps. Okay.
Okay.
And it's the tune in. And what I'm doing is I'm looking to hit your head, your heart, and your highest self, 3HQ.
Okay.
All right. And there's a lot more, and I'd love to go into the neuroscience and all that good stuff, but maybe that the next time we talk. So step one is I want you to think about and share with us your biggest challenge or intention right now you're working on. Biggest challenge or intention. And it can be totally business or personal, whatever you want to do. But what would that be?
My biggest challenge that I'm working on now, or struggle in my business or personal, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to go with business and not personal. Filling the last three spots for a course that I have that ends in Acapulco.
Everyone's like, sign me up now. That's kind of a no-brainer. Okay, all right. So now I want you to think about that. When you have a challenge in your life, you are actually, it's a challenge. So we are at a lower vibrational energetic level. Right? Mm-hmm. Einstein said you can't solve a problem at the conscious level it was created. That means
same head.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly that.
Yeah.
So that's all head-based, as you just said. Head, challenge, head. So now we move into step two. And this is where I change your channel and I get you to actually go into that place where you're elevating yourself. And the way I do it is by having you tune into your power song. Mm-hmm. And that power song is a song, when you hear it, it lights you up. Mm-hmm. You can't be low vibrational level when you're listening to this song. So, all right, Lady Jen, what is your power song? What is that song?
Yeah, I would say my powers, I have a couple. So let me just discern which one really gets me going. I would say Time and Tide by Basha. It's my song. You know, I don't care what's going on. I sing at her key. I don't feel like I'm going, you know, and I'm not a good singer.
I
would even consider doing a karaoke for that, which I would never do.
Okay, well, I was telling you, you and I are heading to New York soon together. We know our trip. Oh, just wait. Okay, so now I want you to realize there's a lot of neuroscience behind music and elevating your state. But what I want you to do is, given we're on a podcast, we're not going to play it out loud right now, but you can either listen to it or play it out loud. It's one and the same, all right? But you got to do it for at least 20 seconds. That's the magic of neuroscience. That's the magic of lighting up your head. So I want you to exactly move your body, changing the state. You're listening to Time and Tide. You're listening, you're hearing it. All right, I want you to turn it up. Come on, play it a little louder. Get into it.
I'm listening to your words, so it's conflicting with my song. Yeah. But that's okay. But yeah, just so I'm gonna listen to her. Yeah, for 20 seconds, I'm gonna do this. Okay. So.
Yeah, I see you. She's moving around.
Okay, now you have to go to the video. You got to go to YouTube to watch me doing this. I have my eyes closed because I'm trying to. Yeah.
Okay, move your body now. 20 seconds. You're feeling energetically invigorated. This is like changing it again. Now we go to step three, and step three is getting to the heart. And this is where we create a mini movie in your mind. And guess what? You are the star of this movie. You are the director. You are the writer. You are the creator. And so what I want you to see is your challenge that you said was filling the last three spots of this event, which end up in Acapulco. I want you to see yourself in Acapulco. I want you to see everybody in the audience is just looking at you. You got every seat filled. It's already happened. And there is a color, again, neuroscience here. There's a color you're wearing, you're seeing. What color would that be?
Pink, bright pink.
Okay. You are going to intensify it, 10x that pink. You are, is it something you're wearing?
Yeah, it's something I'm wearing. Yeah. Okay. I don't have anything pink, but it's what I'm wearing in this scenario.
But I got to tell you, you will now when you go to Acapulco.
Right.
This is it. So you are now energetically charging it with an emotion. How do you feel right now on that stage, looking out at the audience? You've got this electric, like pink is so vibrant. What emotion are you feeling?
Yeah, the first thing I'm feeling is warm.
Okay.
It's the first thing I'm feeling is warm.
Intensify the warmth. Like, this is so brilliant. It's already happened. And here's the thing. For every good movie, there is an absolute billboard in Times Square. And I'm throwing that out just for you right now. Billboard in Times Square. And I want you to see that image of you in the pink, feeling this, the warmth. And we're going to do another neuroscience. We're going to use our eyes to take an internal picture, so that we always have that, an internal picture, and you're gonna do it with your eyes. You're gonna open and close them when I say click, taking that internal picture.
Okay.
Click, click, click. We've just got three incredible pictures. Take one of those, one, two, or three. It's like behind, door number one, door number two, door number three. Which one do you wanna take?
Two.
Okay, number two, we're putting it up in Times Square. There it is. It now is ever present in your mind. We're going to tune back in as we go to step four. And step four is getting back to the head, getting back to now a micro action. We are back with Time and Tide. We are thinking about the song. We're elevating ourselves. In fact, I just got chills for you. And now I want you to think about, what is a micro action? We talk about success likes speed. So what could you do as soon as we get off of your show? What could you do? A micro, smallest action towards that image of you that's in Times Square. What could you do?
There's two clients that I talked to about this program in November, and they said they might, they said, you know, call me at the beginning of the year, and I haven't done it.
Okay, awesome. So what I want you to do is I'm going to hold you accountable. This is a big part of clarity, plan, accountability. We've gotten clarity. We have a plan, but now you need accountability. So what I want you to do is either text them, call them, email them. And as soon as you're done with those two, you don't have to connect quite yet, but if you do, awesome. I want you to DM me, text me, and just say done.
Oh, wow. That's okay. It.
Cool. But now I'm going to throw a challenge out to your audience. What I want them to do is whether they have to go back and listen to this again, and I've got a great freebie for everybody, or they are going to right now go and do it as well, that you've been kind of doing it in your own mind, everyone out there listening. I want you to DM Lady Jen and Hillary, and I'm at therelaunchco.com, therelaunchco.com. DM me and just say done. DM Lady Jen, say done. All right. You can even share. What did you do? What is like, what are you going for? Give us a little. I mean, it highlights my day. I'm like, woo, I love this. But for those that are like, wait, what the heck? Again, here are the steps, and then I'll give you a place where you can go get it because I've written it down. I've given you more neuroscience. But the steps again are one for the tune-in process. It's what's your challenge? What's your intention?
Yeah.
Step two is change channel, tune in. Tune into that song for at least 20 seconds. Step three is all about that mini movie, creating that, seeing the color, the feelings. And then step four is that micro action. That's tune in. And guess what, Jen, Lady Jen, if you were to do this, let's say three times a day around this specific challenge, in 5 days, you will have done 15 things to get you to have You got this.
Yeah, no question. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
And for everyone out there, go get it. It's just tuneinpowertool.com. Tuneinpowertool.com. It's free and it will list out all the steps. It gives you a little bit more neuroscience and enjoy, because it's probably my best peak performance hack that I teach people after 23 years of doing this.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. I can't wait to see the results. I can't wait to see you in New York. I can't wait to be on your show, right? I mean, on your show or your podcast or whatever we're going to do, because I don't know what we're doing here.
We're both Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary and the Relaunch podcast. I got you, girl.
We're doing all kinds of fun stuff. And I don't know if you know this or not, but my first book was called Launch, How to Take Your Business to New Heights. So we're all in line alignment with Launch. And in your bio, you have sparking growth, et cetera. My business is called Kinetic Spark Consulting. So there's a lot of common stuff that's happening with us. And it's a little scary. It's scary, but it's not. I absolutely love it. So I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. And, I just look forward to more opportunities with you. And I know that you're an expert at helping people elevate their businesses so they can get them in position to sell as well. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that, but, you know, I know that's something you do as too. So, you know, for you listening, if you need someone like Hillary, please get tuneinpowertool.com to get started. And we have lots and lots of links for you in the show notes so that you can connect with her directly. So thank you so much, Hillary, for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And thanks for this lesson. I didn't expect it. Thank you so much.
Lady Jen, it was my pleasure. And again, I am so excited to get you on my show. So we get to do this again.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine. I hope we're going to have to put some time constraints on this.
Or not, we'll just keep going.
Or we'll just go have a cocktail or something. Yeah, sounds good. Well, listen, again, everybody, thank you so much for listening in and taking time out of your busy day. And don't forget to hop over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel so you can get more and more and more content about what we're all teaching, you know, in these various podcasts and beautiful, wonderful people and guests that we have on our show. And I appreciate you listening in. And lastly, just take that thumb and scroll down. Give us a 5-star rating and write a beautiful comment about what you learned today with Hillary so that we can share that with her as well. And so until next time, we will catch you on Success to Significance.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.